Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the More Than Sleep Show, take two. Live on Instagram. And I'm so sorry if you tuned in and it was echoey. If you're listening now and it is, let us know. I'm not sure how I'll fix it, but we'll try. Today we are talking about Marina's article. She wrote an article about keeping your toddler in their bed and what happens if you do all the things and they just won't stay in. Right. So welcome, Marina. Do you want to tell everybody who you are and maybe tell who inspired you to write this article?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. So I'm Marina McLeod. I'm one of the mama coaches here in Calgary. And I wrote this article because I have a two-year-old that all of a sudden is trying to escape her crib. So I'm trying to keep her in longer, but she has a bit of a different idea. So that's my little two-year-old Tori. And 2 days ago, I caught her hanging from the sides on the outside of her crib. Mommy, mommy, look at me.
Was she so proud
of herself. Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, all right. So we'll get down and then we won't use any kind of stools to put up against the crib. Yeah. It's not a climbing apparatus. This is where you sleep, honey.
Right. Oh, that's such a hard day when that comes because she's been sleeping great for months, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's great. She's a much better sleeper than my first child was. He's four. So yeah, when I saw her hanging on the crib, I was just like, oh no. Okay. So we're trying to keep her in longer. So it'd be great if she could stay until she was three.
Totally.
yeah, last year we put a pillow in the crib to kind of anchor her head to one side, but also to make her feel like it's a bit bigger of a bed like her brother's. Mm-hmm. So when I saw her hanging on the other side, it's time to get a little bit more aggressive with my tactics on how I'm gonna keep her in.
And so what is your first one?
Sleep sack. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we started sleep sack with her when she was just a baby. She was really little, right out the gate.
Yeah.
Well, we did swaddle her for a couple months, but then after that it was sleep sack.
Right.
And I've kept her in all along. So she loves her sleep sack. However, again, recently, it's just all happening right now, all at once. She doesn't like the sleep sack. She can take it off herself. She outgrew it and she's just not interested in it.
Okay.
So what do we do? It's great to keep them in there because then she can't get her little feet up over the edge. However, what do you do?
Well, my couple hacks for sleep sacks are, first off, you know, if they make that a non-negotiable thing with your baby, if they want it off, I would just say no. And maybe as they get older, involve them in the choice on which one they want to wear.
Yeah.
And picking one that has a zipper up the front, because quite often we hear from moms that their two-year-old can unzip and hop out and then climb over. But I find if you zip it up backwards, that can help. So don't use the one with the snaps.
Yeah.
Zip it up and zip it up backwards and make sure it's big enough so that they can't swing their legs over. We're trying to decrease their mobility.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah. And that's a good point. I made that mistake, or not mistake, but with my other child, because it had snaps here right on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And yeah, he would just go snip, snip, and then off it would go. So the zipper was the savior for that one.
Totally. And so sleep sack's the first one. What's the second?
So the second would be lowering the mattress.
Yes.
Now, I mean, that seems obvious to lower it to the very lowest setting.
Yeah.
However, a lot of times with cribs, the lowest setting isn't low enough. So take that mattress out, flip that crib over, remove the bottom of the crib, like the bottom support, and then put that mattress right on the floor inside the crib. As long as there isn't a space, right?
Yeah, if there's a space, because obviously safety is number one.
Yeah.
If you can't do these mods on the crib where, like, it needs to be secure and not shifting around, right?
Yes.
That's the mattress. And there needs to be no room for little fingers to get jammed in between the bottom of the crib and the mattress.
Right. Yeah. Or little toes or arms or anything. So yeah, try that, putting the mattress right in the bottom. And when it's on the ground, it's that much harder for them to get their feet up over the edge to pull themselves up.
Right. Right. Makes sense. And sometimes just giving them that little bit of extra drop, they just aren't quite big enough. It might buy you an inch or two more.
Yeah.
To jump out.
Totally.
So what is your third tip?
Third one. Okay. So the third one is, if you're lucky enough to have one of the cribs that has a taller side and a shorter side, usually we put the taller side against the wall just because it looks nice and it's easier to get your baby out.
Yeah.
Spin it around. So put the tall side out and the short side against the wall. This will an extra deterrent basically for them getting up over the sides. And then also, you know, bonus points if you can push that crib into a corner so that essentially three walls are up. So the wall, and then the high side, and they only have the one side to try to get out of.
Yeah, that works, you know, and I find there's quite a few cribs like that.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes that's all you need to keep them in.
Yes.
It just might not look aesthetically as nice, but who cares? And it might, like you said before, the first time we did this, it might be hard on your back, but I think every mom will take it if it means she can sleep all night.
Yeah. And we just want to try these things, right? These are just tips. They're not going to last forever, and it's not going to be a long-term solution, but the longer we can try to keep them in, the safer they're going to be. And, you know, the better their sleep will be in their environment. But again, like I said in the article, it's all about safety. So if they're continuing to try to crawl out of there, pull themselves up, if they're flailing about, if they're just kind of using it as a gymboree instead of, you know, a sleep space, then you're going to have to, you know, think about what I'm thinking about and moving Tori into a toddler bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go there. And, you know, like you said, maybe these tips are going to buy you a couple more months. Well, every day that baby of yours is developing, right? And becoming, they're just more cognitively aware, and closer to three, the transition's so much easier.
Yeah.
My youngest guy, Mikhail, I only moved him to a bed because my mom was appalled at the fact that he was still in a crib and he was almost four. But he honestly felt safe there and secure. And as long as they're comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And as long as they're fitting, right? If they still fit in their crib, if they're, you know, outgrowing and their feet are hitting the edges and their arms are hitting the edges, then that's not comfortable either. But if they're comfy and they love it, then why not?
Why not? But let's say you have a jumper and you've tried the tricks, then what do we do?
Mm-hmm. So then it's time for bye-bye crib. And out it goes.
It's a sad day for moms.
It is. Yeah. You have to realize that you no longer have a little baby. And then, toddler bed. But first, let's start with just a mattress on the floor. So I was saying in the Instagram one that, you know, as soon as I think, oh, okay, crib's gone. Great. I can decorate her room now. So I want, like, you know, a nice little toddler bed with like some furniture that matches. Cause right now she just has like hand me down everything, and, you know, get her like her own little room. However, if she's going to be doing that, then I think that I'm just going to have to put myself on hold and just put a mattress on the floor for like 1 to 2 weeks.
I like that. It's almost like consider it a transition period from crib to beautiful little girl princess bedroom.
Yeah.
But it'll save you from it collecting dust because she just won't sleep there, because this is a spot in toddlers' lives where often sleep goes off the rail.
Yeah.
And you had a beautiful baby sleeping in their crib, and you blink and they're in your bed every night. And the beautiful Pottery Barn bedroom you built. So I like that transition. So don't hit the brakes, pump the brakes above the toddler bed and put the mattress on the floor. If they are under three, right?
Yeah.
This is who we're speaking of. Yeah. And so then what? Like, what should we do to the room?
Oh, right. So the room. So again, safety, safety, safety. So if there's any toys, if there's furniture in the rooms that aren't secured to the wall, they need to be secured to the wall. In our case, we have a dresser. secure it to the wall. Otherwise, it just needs to be taken out during the transition period, because one, they can pull it over on themselves, but two, they're just going to use it as a climbing strategy. Oh. And if there's a bunch of toys in the room, then you had this beautiful sleeper in a crib. Now we're going to put her on a mattress on the floor, and she's going to play with all her toys, and now we're into a sleep regression. So
totally.
We want it to be as smooth as possible. So, you know, safety, remove the curtains that are hanging from these rods that are touching the floors that she can use as like a vine to swing on.
It's true though. Like you have to really think of every angle, and it's about, you know, setting her up for success, because cognitively she doesn't understand that no, you can't. Doesn't mean much at 2 a.m. when she's in there by herself, or at nap time when she, you know, naps are harder, and they'll kind of fart around more when they're in the bed versus
For sure. Yeah. I think I was telling you, every time we're upstairs playing and she disappears, I always find her tucked into her brother's bed reading a book, or, you know, just sitting here in the dark, because she thinks it's just so cool. So it's going to be harder to sell her on the crib when she knows the freedom of a single bed.
Yeah. It's so true. And so, like, once you've moved everything out, essentially we're making their room their crib.
Yeah.
Right. So it involves closing the door, and you can sit with them or check on them back and forth. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that moms need to dig deep here, because this requires patience, you know, because with older kids, you can really use positive reinforcement and consequence if you choose.
Yeah.
And that helps things move along faster. Between that gray area between 2 and 3, they're not there yet. So what they need is consistency.
Yes. Consistency. Mm-hmm. And exactly. So we put her in her mattress, and then she's going to leave. I mean, all kids would. They're just like, oh, great. No rails. Let's go see what's happening in the night. But it's just going to be a reminder, you know, take her hand, bring her back to her mattress. This is where your new sleep space is. Okay. You know, mommy's over here. Daddy's here. Brother's over here. You're okay.
Yeah. Totally. There's somebody has a question here. I'm going to just put it up on the screen. We'll see if that works.
Sure.
So it says, first off, hi, Amanda. And it says, how do you stop a 9-month-old from climbing up to stand in her crib? I put her in her crib awake, and by the time I close the door and turn on her monitor, she's standing along the railings. Oh. The mattress is at the lowest level. She's been doing this for a month, and now she's taking 30 minutes to sleep as she is up and down, standing constantly.
Oh, wow. 9 months. Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's agile.
Yeah.
Right? I would say, first, you know, hang in there. But it sounds like she can move up and down and up and down. I might actually, because if she's taking 30 minutes, you got to look at a couple things. It might be she needs more awake time. Maybe she's just not tired enough to fall asleep. And secondly, how are you reacting to the standing? I'd just I would go in and check. You can decide on the interval and lay her down once and don't really say much about it. Because at 9 months old, that could be a game. It's similar to like throw the lovey out of the crib. You know, I just maybe wouldn't react. And if she happens to fall asleep standing, which happens, first off, hopefully you can catch a picture. and second, I would just sit beside her so that you can ensure her safety. And once she's been sleeping for 30 minutes, I'd lay her down.
Yeah, I agree. And see if it's happening for all sleep. Is it just at night, or is it for naps too?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see another question here as well. Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. I have a question for you. How do you stop a 3-year-old from throwing a fit at bedtime? Well, first off, we're thinking about you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
3-year-old tantrums are no joke.
No, right? They happen.
They do. And really, again, it probably comes at 3, you have the ability to create a positive association with the bedtime routine. Yeah. You know, Marina, you can, like, do you think we should just build a routine around bedtime? And I would really positively reinforce good behavior at bedtime.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And two, spend an extra 15 minutes with your child, just one-on-one before bed. So do something that they really love. Read a book or color or, you know, something low key. I wouldn't say like jumping on the trampoline or something like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, one-on-one time and really just like fill their cup before bed and, you know, make it about them and then start the routine. That's the same every night, you know, so that they know that sleep is coming.
Yeah. And take a look at how you're reacting to the tantrum, right? Because as moms, I know that bedtime is the hardest time of night for me. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. We usually all are. And it's hard to dig deep to find patience there. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage you to not react. You know, it's not negotiable. This is bedtime.
Yeah.
And just let it be. Don't go there. Don't buy into the tantrum because, you know, at three, positive and negative reinforcement, positive attention and negative attention are the same thing at that time of night. They're just looking for something.
Right. And consistency. Try to make it the same every night so that you can refer back to that and say, no, you know, every night it's time to brush our teeth. All right, now we're going to go and put our jammies on. Okay, now why don't you pick out a book tonight? And, you know, make it the same every single night so that, A, they're not overtired and they're not going to bed at different times every night. And you know that they can go to sleep.
Yeah, awesome. Well, and so if we're bringing it back to the 2 to 3 year old that's in her transitional period of her mattress on the floor, we've made her room her crib, but there's still a risk of her leaving, right? Yeah. Leaving her bed in the night. And that's, yes, she's not falling out of bed, but that's a new safety risk essentially, because she could, you know, head down the stairs to the fridge for a snack or out the door, et cetera.
Yeah, that would
be. You know? And I thought it was so cool that you reached out to 2 Calgary women that own a company. Do you want to share about that?
Yeah, I do. So it's a fantastic idea. I've been following them for a while now and I just love it. So when I was writing this article, I thought I have to reach out to them. It's called Toddler Monitor and it hangs on your toddler's bedroom door. So when it senses motion in the middle of the night or whenever, it's going to send an alert to your smartphone and you are going to know that your little one is on the run. And in my case, it will be to the fridge to get a snack.
Yeah. Right. And part of me is like, oh, perfect. They can help themselves. But yeah. When they're 2 and a half.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, what a great idea. Then, you know, if you're in your room, you don't have to be up checking on them all the time, especially in that transition area of 2 weeks after you put them on their mattress, they're going to try to push the boundaries for everything. So this is just another tool.
It is. And I think that it'll just help moms, you know, it'll help them stay asleep because, you know, when you're worried in the back of your mind about your little one leaving, it's human nature. We stay in lighter sleep, right? Which, again, makes us feel exhausted come morning.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be middle of the night. It can be for naps, too. If you're downstairs playing with older siblings and you have your toddler upstairs napping, then when that alert goes off on your phone, you know that they're not sleeping anymore.
Right. They're done with their nap.
Yeah.
And the other thing, when I think about this product, where it might be super useful is even older children, ones that sleepwalk maybe, because there are such kiddos that, you know, parents struggle with this, or children with special needs that, you know, you're worried about them leaving their room in the night.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. All of it. Yeah. I just loved it. So I reached out and they're giving away a toddler monitor to one of our readers and listeners. So go in the article. I think Carrie was going to put the website up.
Yes, I'll do it.
For you to find it.
And if you go to our page, Marina's or mine, you will see the article there on Facebook and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And if you click on the article, there's your opportunity to win.
Yeah.
And we're going to draw the winner on April 7th.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
And this is our website here. And the other thing, though, they were so kind. If you do not want to wait or take your chances on winning this this monitor, you can use the coupon code MAMACOACH, and they're going to give 15% off. Use it if you've maybe been thinking about getting something like this, because it's something, there's lots of baby gadgets out there, but I would invest in this, you know, for my toddler if I was worried about them maybe hitting the road in the middle of the night.
It's just one extra thing, and we're all about safety, especially in the bedroom when they're moving from their crib to their mattress.
Totally. Well, thank you, Marina. We've actually done this twice now, so you can catch this on Instagram and then Facebook. I hope this one doesn't have the echo.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for joining. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
And have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.